Enlightenment answers the question of why we are alive. Enlightenment, according to Immanuel Kant, a famous philosopher, is humankind's emergence from its self-incurred immaturity and its lazy, cowardly submission to the dogmas and formulas of religious or political authority. According to Kant, the foundational demands of enlightenment are freedom of thought and speech, and its motto is dare to understand. Enlightenment is humankind's emergence from its self-incurred immaturity and its lazy, cowardly submission to the dogmas and formulas of religious or political authority. We are expected to dare to understand science, morality, politics, and more. This is the only way to move forward. There will always be problems, as failure is due to insufficient knowledge, and problems arise when knowledge does not suffice. The way forward is therefore a search for knowledge and attempting to understand. It is only when we think and put in the effort to understand all the phenomena in our world, that we are able to move forward. When someone fails at something, it is because they did not have enough knowledge on how to win. This failure then becomes a problem as there is not enough knowledge to beat the issue, therefore problems arise only when knowledge does not suffice. Enlightenment is a constant search for new understanding of the human condition. The four themes which are in it are, reason, science, humanism and progress. Reason is the foremost theme as it implores us to apply reason to our understanding of the world, instead of simply going ahead with what has been generations of dogma, mysticism, divination, sacred texts, or authority. The four themes of enlightenment, reason, science, humanism, and progress are the keys for the understanding of the human condition. The author agrees with this theory, believing that the reason to live can be said to be enlightenment. Having been asked what the reason to live was by a student, he had this to say. In the very act of asking that question, you are seeking reasons for your convictions, and so you are committed to reason as the means to discover and justify what is important to you. And there are so many reasons to live. As a sentient being, you have the potential to flourish. You can refine your faculty of reason itself by learning and debating. You can seek explanations of the natural world through science, and insight into the human condition through the arts and humanities, Tilda Steven Pinker. As humans, enlightenment is the purpose of life. We are here to reason, to learn, to help each other flourish and to move forward. Entropy, evolution and information are the three keys necessary to understanding the human condition. Entropy is a disorder, and it is the first key to understanding the human condition. The second law of thermodynamics states that in an isolated system, entropy never decreases. A closed system will become less structured, less organized, less able to accomplish anything useful or interesting. They will ultimately slide into an equilibrium of dull, homogeneous monotony. This is the same way it affects humans. Our lives and happiness as humans are dependent on an infinitesimal sliver of orderly arrangements. Meanwhile, there are astronomical numbers of possibilities in the world. So when things change without human control, they are very likely to change for the worse and not the better. Thus one of the purposes for life is to use energy and knowledge to push back against the massive tide of natural entropy and make small pockets of beneficial order to live within. We can only flourish in a few arrangements, meanwhile, the world is overrun with arrangements. This means that there is a constant disorder and we have to fight to make controlled environments we can thrive in. Evolution is the second key to understanding the human condition. For the longest time, Enlightenment thinkers were deists instead of atheists as studies of everything around them showed what seemed to be meticulous design and building. Thus the thought of a god or a creating hand was necessary. However, Darwin and Wallace made the creator an unnecessary factor after proving evolution. Evolution proves that one reason for life is to adapt and move around hurdles we face in our existence, in order to make sure that we survive. If we cannot change the environment and make it conducive for us, we are able to change ourselves to become stronger than the environment. Information is the third key. It differentiates orderly and structured systems from the many random and useless ones in natural existence. It is information that makes evolution possible. It is collected by a living thing during the course of its life and it is what gets accumulated in the genome that transfers to the next cycle of life to reconfigure it to adapt to its surroundings. Information is one of the reasons for life. We live to learn, not just for things that we will use in the course of our lives, but for the next biological cycle after us. We are to be vessels of information for the life all around us and the life to come. We live to learn, not just for things that we will use in the course of our lives, but for the next biological cycle after us. We are to be vessels of information for life all around us and the life to come. Entropy, evolution, and information are the concepts that define the narrative of our progress as humans. They show the natural tragedy we were born into and how we make a better existence for ourselves. We should be grateful for all our progress instead of ignoring them. There is still a lot that we don't know, a lot that we are yet to do, and a lot that we still fail at as a species, but in truth, humans have come a long way. The average intellectual truly hates progress. They like the fruits of progress, such as getting on a plane to go halfway around the world instead of getting on a horse or camel and traveling for weeks or months. They enjoy being able to send a text message to their counterparts across the globe instead of waiting to have their letters delivered. However, what these intellectuals don't like is the idea of progress. They are upset when they hear Enlightenment thinkers saying that understanding our world would improve the human condition. They look upon Enlightenment views with scorn, calling it blind faith or a quasi-religious belief. Several intellectuals choose to enjoy the benefits of humanity's progress, such as good medicine and quick transportation, but they refuse to acknowledge the fact that although we still have a long way to go, we have already accomplished a lot. Progress, no matter how little, should not be disregarded. They choose to turn a blind eye to the fact that we are growing and progressing, choosing instead to be pessimistic and see the world as something that is only going downhill from here. To every one of them, the state of things where they are is worse than everywhere else. The media carries more bad news than good news, but this is not always for lack of good news, it is simply the negativity bias in our intellectual culture. We have been trained to have a vigilance for bad things, and this means that the information market has taken it upon themselves to constantly call our attention to bad things we have missed. The media always shows more bad news than good news, but it doesn't mean good things aren't happening, it is simply the negativity bias in our intellectual culture. We have been trained to have a vigilance for bad things. It is true that many bad things happen in the world, but it is no reason to completely ignore the good. You cannot grow when you continue to focus on only the bad. When all that you see is the bad, then growth will seem unnecessary as everything would be a lost cause to you. However, this is not truly the case. In the constant entropy, we are here to collect information and evolve. This is the Enlightenment belief. When all one chooses to see as negativity in the world, then they will be unable to move forward or grow. Those who see the world as a lost cause are not inclined to do anything to save it. The state of the world now shows both good and bad progress, and it is up to us to determine where we end up. The world is certainly not where it was when Enlightenment thinking was born in the late 18th century. Some of the good changes are the following. 1. The life expectancy across the world has gone from 30 to 71, or 81 in more fortunate countries. 2. Children born even in the richest parts of the world rarely lived past their fifth birthday. Today, barely 6% of the children in the poorest parts face that fate. 3. In the past, in the richest countries, 1% of mothers did not live to see their newborns. Today, in the poorest countries, such occurrences are 3 times less than that and continue to fall. Compared to 2 centuries ago, life expectancy rates have gone up from 30 to 71, mothers giving birth are more likely to survive and children even in the poorest parts of the world are more likely to live past age 6. 4. Today, lethal infectious diseases can be managed or cured. However, 2 centuries ago, common diseases had the ability to wipe out a lot of people. This is an example of the progress of mankind. 5. The world is about 100 times richer than it was 2 centuries ago, and prosperity is more distributed. 6. Formerly, richer countries dedicated 1% of their wealth to supporting children, the poor, and the elderly. Today, nearly 1/4 of wealth goes to these people, providing food, clothes, and shelter. 7. The proportion of humanity living in extreme poverty has fallen from 90% to less than 10%. The world is 100 times richer than it was 2 centuries ago. Wealth is more distributed, the needy are better taken care of, and the percentage of people living in extreme poverty has dropped from 90% to 10%. 8. The world is giving peace a chance, having less and less people dying in battles and wars as there are less wars today, both within countries and without. 9. Life is getting safer as technology has improved, meaning that man has more control and fail-safes in place to save them from danger each time. 10. Racism is now looked down upon and can be abolished with determination. 11. Gender equality is now being incorporated into accepted society. 12. The people of the world are becoming more literate. In the early 19th century, only 12% of the world could read and write. Today, 86% can. Thus we have more lawyers, scientists and more, and we have come up with better laws and inventions. There are fewer wars and instances of inequality than there were 2 centuries ago. We are drifting away from fighting and more into inclusivity and equal rights, shunning racism, misogyny, and homophobia. 13. We have saved the ozone layer with international effort. These all show exactly how much enlightenment has helped us grow and made us better. A few of the less pleasant developments in our world today are 14. 700 million people in the world today live in extreme poverty. 15. Almost 1 million children die of pneumonia each year, with 500,000 from diarrhea or malaria, and thousands from measles and AIDS. 16. 12 wars are raging the world, and even peaceful countries have thousands of nuclear weapons at the ready despite the absence of wars. More than 2 billion people are oppressed in autocratic states. 17. More than 2 billion people are oppressed in autocratic states. 18. 5 million people die in accidents each year, and more than 400,000 are murdered. 19. 300 million people are clinically depressed, and out of them, almost 800,000 will resort to suicide eventually. 20. There are still cases of racism, misogyny and homophobia in the world. 21. Overpopulation is beginning to threaten the Earth. Global temperatures are rising as tons of carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide and more are spewed into the atmosphere. 22. Marine life has declined by almost 40% and thousands of species are threatened with extinction. Although humankind has greatly progressed, it is true that there are still several shortcomings, such as the great amount of people still needy and the governments of countries keeping terribly destructive weapons. However, all of these do not negate our progress, and we will progress out of them soon as well. These are the negative developments we have seen in more recent times, and although they receive a lot more media than the positive, they are in no way as overwhelming as they seem. We have already come so far, and it is only a matter of time before we conquer these problems as well. It is up to us to choose the way forward. Equal rights are as a result of enlightenment and show how proper reason and understanding can help the world progress. Equal rights is something that has been sought for ages and is only now becoming truly mainstream. It is freedom from both racism and misogyny. Now all people, regardless of race or gender, can have the same opportunities available to them. This new development led to higher numbers of educated people, and lower numbers of poor people. It has bettered the world as a whole, as now everyone is on a level playing ground and we work together to achieve goals instead of spending time oppressing each other. Equal rights are freedom from both racism and misogyny. It led to higher numbers of educated people, and lower numbers of poor people, and has bettered the world as a whole, as now we work together to achieve goals instead of spending time oppressing each other. It was reason and understanding that led to the conclusion that no one should be held back and everyone should get a fighting chance. People became enlightened and realized the wrongs they were making, and turned from their barbaric ways. Although there are still several occurrences of racism and misogyny, and they should no longer exist, we have come a long way from how bad things used to be, and that progress is proof that we can do even better. Enlightenment has opened the eyes of people to make them turn from their barbaric ways and support equal rights. While not everyone is there yet, and there are still several instances of racism, misogyny or homophobia, the change will soon be complete and everyone would be enlightened. Reason, science and humanism as the ideals of enlightenment. The reason is not something we believe in. It's something we use. Many oppose reason, choosing to favor the heart over the head, the limbic system over the cortex. They claim that reason is just a pretext to the exertion of power, and what is seen as reality is socially constructed. They refute the Enlightenment belief in reason, but their argument has a fatal flaw. They try to make their case, and give explanations that support their argument, and in doing this they negate themselves by trying to reason with others and prove why they have that belief. Many try to dismiss the place of reason in enlightenment, but it is impossible. You cannot negate the importance of reason in the human condition. In trying to make your case, and giving explanations that support your argument, you negate yourself by trying to reason with others and prove why you have that belief. It is as Descartes' argument goes, I think, therefore I am. Just as the very fact that one is wondering whether one exists demonstrates that one exists, the very fact that one is appealing to reasons demonstrates that reason exists. Reason is the basis of all breakthroughs and change. It required people to think and figure out new ways to do things, or understand why the old ways were faulty. Reason is the basis of all breakthroughs and change. It required people to think and figure out new ways to do things or understand why the old ways were faulty. We must continue to fight for the Enlightenment ideal of finding reason and truth. This is what enables us to step back, consider our shortcomings, and find ways to work around them. Science is one of the proudest accomplishments of mankind. We have been able to explain the history of our universe, the forces that control it, what we are made of, how we came to be, and the machinations of our bodies and minds. We have been able to take apart, study, and understand. Although there is still a lot that we don't know yet, the levels of knowledge we have attained are astounding. We have also been so meticulous in our understanding, as our discovered principles are not crudely left as mere listings, but have been made with elegance, such as how gravity is the curvature of space-time or how life depends on a molecule that carries information, directs metabolism and replicates itself. Science is one of the proudest accomplishments of mankind. We have been able to explain the history of our universe, the forces that control it, what we are made of, how we came to be, and the machinations of our bodies and minds. We have been able to take apart, study, and understand, and although we still have a long way to go, we are constantly growing in knowledge. For us, science is constantly growing. We continue to learn and fill in all of the spaces in our understanding. Science is the road to the truth which reason seeks. Science is where the tests are carried out and where conclusions are drawn. From those conclusions, we can reason out the answer to our problems. Science is the spirit of enlightenment. It is how we have attained all understanding and all enlightenment at all. Science is the road to the truth which reason seeks. Science is where the tests are carried out and where conclusions are drawn. From those conclusions, we can reason out the answer to our problems. Science is the spirit of enlightenment. Humanism is the final ideal that ties everything together to form true enlightenment. Reason gave us thought, but there can also be bad thoughts. Science gave us understanding, but this understanding has allowed us to create some of the most terrible weapons. Progress is moving forward, but it does not specify on what path, good or bad. Humanism focuses on the welfare of humankind and everything around it. It is the good without God. It tapers our reasoning to make sure our thoughts are good and not evil. It keeps us from using our understanding without restraint and doing as we see fit, and it keeps us progressing on the path that is good. We will never have a perfect world, and it would be dangerous to seek one. But there is no limit to the good we can attain if we continue to apply knowledge to enhance human flourishing. This is what humanism ensures. Humanism is the final ideal that ties all together to form true enlightenment. It tapers our reasoning to make sure our thoughts are good and not evil. It keeps us from using our understanding without restraint and doing as we see fit, and it keeps us progressing on the path that is good. Conclusion. In the lifelong quest for why we exist, the only answer that one can find to be valid is enlightenment. We have been brought into existence to flourish. We are here to reason, to fight the constant state of entropy and make a place for ourselves with science, or to evolve and adapt to what we are faced with. We are to collect information to be passed on to the next cycle of life, and in all our doings, we are to care for all of humanity and try to make life better for all. Through everything that life throws at us, we must learn to be grateful for our progress, no matter how much still needs to be done. This will keep us optimistic and help us to keep moving forward. It has taken years to achieve what we have, creating equal rights in gender, race, and sexuality, but there is still a lot to do. However, we should focus on the good and look at our progress, and draw the strength to keep fighting from it. As long as we have a reason, science and humanism working hand in hand to guide us, we can be sure that we are on the right path. Always dare to understand. Never do anything blindly. Take it upon yourself to begin to put effort into forming an actual understanding of things in your everyday life.